unrest in the Middle East, the economic crisis in Europe, Iran threatens Israel, the moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
The prophets tell the story of ancient Israel and Judah, nations who rejected the Ten Commandments, and they embraced every vile behavior imaginable. We, here in the United States today, are repeating the very same sins, and we're going to suffer the very same consequences. I'm talking about war, disease, and ultimately captivity at the hands of our enemies. And why? Because we violated the law of God again and again in so many different ways. God is going to bring His punishing hand against this nation. As I think you know, the Ten Commandments have been pushed out of our schools. The institution of marriage has taken a terrible beating. And children in the womb are no longer protected by our lawmakers or our politicians. So many of our national leaders actually resent God's commandments. From our politicians to our celebrities, even our pastors to our parents, from actors to university instructors, so many of these in leadership positions have modeled deviant behavior themselves. They're like the leaders of Sodom. They encourage and they actually support depraved conduct. In 2 Kings chapter 17, beginning in verse 13, it says that the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all of His prophets, and He said, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my laws." But they would not hear God. Well, this is exactly what is taking place in this nation today. We refuse to hear God's laws. We ignore His commandments. Even in many churches, they teach that the law of God has been done away. In today's program, I'm going to talk about a very painful subject. I place most of the blame at the feet of our national leaders, including our celebrity culture, and especially our judges and lawmakers. Since the devastating U.S. Supreme Court ruling of Roe v. Wade back in 1973, more than 50 million pre-born children have died brutal abortion deaths. That's equivalent to more than the entire populations of California, Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona combined. The America of today is vastly different to the America of 50 years ago. We're confronted by a culture that does not hold human life as sacred, but rather as disposable. And this mindset has led to court-imposed abortion on demand, efforts to legalize assisted suicide, and much more. As a result, human life is cheapened, and countless precious lives are terminated, often inside the womb. In America, approximately 1.3 million abortions are performed each year, and data indicates that more than 43% of all women will end a pregnancy by abortion at some time in their reproductive lives. In the book of Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made man." This text is not necessarily a prophecy. It is not saying simply that those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Rather, the passage is a divine mandate for capital punishment in the case of murder. The significant point is that the moral basis for capital punishment in Genesis is the sanctity of life. The biblical teaching is that because man is endowed with the image of God, his life is so sacred that any malicious destruction of it must be punished by execution. The sanctity of life is reinforced and reaffirmed in the Ten Commandments, where we read, "You shall not murder." I'm reading from Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13. So the culture in which we live in today actually debates whether or not taking a baby's life in the womb is murder. The foundational documents of the United States system of government give testimony to the sanctity of human life. The Declaration of Independence affirms that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The right of each person to life is viewed as both self-evident and inalienable. It is basic to all other human rights. Obviously, if the right to life were not primary, no other human rights would mean very much at all. It's very important for you to understand that because of the decision of Roe versus Wade, the decision of the Supreme Court back in 1973, they consider developing fetuses are not accorded protection under this constitutional amendment, nor any other amendment, because they are not deemed to be persons, at least until the point of viability. If you could resurrect the founding fathers today, they would be outraged at the decision of the Supreme Court that took place back in 1973.
America is the world's premier economic power. Yet we lead the world in murder, rape, incarceration rates, and divorce. What is happening to our nation? Will we suffer punishment for our national sins? Find out more. Phone us for our free booklet, National Punishment. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. The booklet is free. Phone us at 1-877-449-6753.
The scale of marital breakdown in the West since 1960 has no historical precedent, with the possible exception of Imperial Rome. Americans have seen a stunning rise in divorce, out-of-wedlock births, unwed teen mothers, and the number of children living in single-parent homes, also cohabiting couples, and abortion. Now, statistics are very cold things, but they do tell a story that needs to be told. How much have we changed since the 1960s? Well, a generation ago, one in four children would have witnessed his parents' breakup. Today, 6 out of 10 children will witness their parents' breakup, and this includes living together couples. You have to remember, millions of children live in homes where the parents are not married. The year 1974 was a landmark year, and in that year, divorce actually replaced death as the principal cause of family dissolution. In 1994, for the first time in American history, more than half of all firstborn children were conceived or born out of wedlock. And among teens, that trend is even more alarming. Did you know that 3 out of 4 of all births to teenagers today occur outside of marriage? Well, in America's 15 largest cities, that's America's 15 largest cities, teen out-of-wedlock births approach 90%. Now, this is all a result, the consequences of the sexual revolution that began in the 1960s. We're paying a terrible price today. We also pay the price of abortion. Yes, there's a tremendous price because we have killed over 50 million of our children. Did you realize that in World War II, the death toll, both civilian and the military death toll combined together, was about 50 million people? Can you see the sense of scale we're talking about? There have been at least 50 million abortions since Roe versus Wade, that particular decision made by the Supreme Court. And in World War II, over 50 million people died as well. So the subject we're talking about today is abortion, and I know it's a very sensitive subject. And people who are listening today can be filled with guilt because of past decisions. My purpose isn't to necessarily fill people with a great degree of guilt. We know, and we have that absolute promise that if we repent of our sins and we look to Jesus Christ as our Savior, that those sins are completely forgiven by Jesus Christ. So my purpose isn't to resurrect old sins, but I do want to bring about to your attention the seriousness of what's taking place in the nation today, because God is going to punish us for the shedding of innocent blood. This was a sin that took place in ancient Israel and in Judah, and it was one of the chief sins for which God sent those nations into national captivity. And the same is going to happen to us today because we haven't repented of shedding of the innocent lives that we have so easily shed over the past 30, 40, and 50 years. Today's broadcast is message number 748. 748. You can order today's message. It's free. Phone us at that toll-free number, which is 1-877-449-6753. Order today's message. You're listening to broadcast number 748. You can reach us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. That number again, it's a toll-free call, is 1-877-449-6753. Now, I know many who are listening to today's message. Many of you don't spend much time in the prophets. You don't read books like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Haggai, Malachi. But these books are enormously important because they reveal to us why God is so very angry with this nation. That's right, the prophets tell us what makes God so angry with us today. Now, often in churches you hear about the grace of God, you hear about the forgiveness of God, and those things are very important. I'm not diminishing those lessons, which are so special to all of us. But what about God's anger? I do believe the prophets tell us that our nation is going to suffer national punishment, that we're going to be punished by our enemies, that we're going to suffer disease and drought and pestilence in the future because we refuse to stop violating God's laws. And one of the laws we constantly violate in this nation is the committing of blood crimes, that we shed innocent blood. And there's no blood more innocent than the blood of a child. Yet there's a 1 in 4 chance that that baby in a womb is going to be aborted. And our leaders in this nation, including our parents and our public officials, they do not encourage people to keep their babies. Most don't. Most are very passive or indifferent on the subject of abortion. And there are many who are very pro-choice, or what we would understand to be pro-abortion, because pro-choice is just plain word games, very serious word games. But God sees through all of this, and He's going to deal with you and me, because we're part of this nation as well, because of our national sins, and punishment is going to fall upon us. That is the message of the prophets. You continue to violate the Ten Commandments, and eventually, God's patience runs out. We cannot claim to be a Christian nation. We can't put words or mottos on our currency that says, "In God we trust," and then we turn around and violate God's law, teach evolution in the public schools, and then get rid of the Ten Commandments in the public square. We're told in Psalm 139 and verse 13, that's Psalm 139 and verse 13, that God created the earth and everything in it, including human beings. And I quote, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Yes, that child in the womb is a child, alive and a special creation of God. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, we're told that God says to Jeremiah, I'm talking about what God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1. He says, "Before I formed you, Jeremiah, in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." So God actually knew and formed Jeremiah for a special task right in the womb. In the book of Luke chapter 1, it says, "When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy." That's right, a baby can actually experience joy in the womb. And so our culture likes to call that baby in the womb a fetus, and that expression fetus desensitizes us to the specialness, the wonder that God has created and is in the process of creating in that woman's womb. Our culture has become so decadent and so twisted that we don't really value children the way God intended us to value children. It reminds me of Psalm 127 and verse 3, where it says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward." Verse 4, it says, "Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." Children are a wonderful blessing. We don't value that blessing today. So many people view children as inconvenient, is somehow getting in the way of their selfish lifestyles. Yes, adults in our culture today view children as getting in the way. We've become so self-centered, so selfish, we find children to be annoying. We're not interested in children. And so many couples who actually do have children don't really love their children. Now, the story of ancient Israel and ancient Judah is a story of a people who neglected their children, neglected to teach the law of God to their children. Do you realize even many Christian households, the parents don't even teach their own children the Ten Commandments? Are they ashamed of the commandments? Do they believe that grace has done away with commandments such as thou shall not murder, thou shall not steal, and thou shall not commit adultery, and remember the Sabbath day? Back in ancient Israel, they were actually sacrificing their children to pagan gods. Today, we sacrifice our children to selfishness and inconvenience. Yes, being pregnant is seen as being inconvenient to so many people. And I want to emphasize again, I understand there are many women listening to the program, and they deeply regret the decision they made to have an abortion. And I know that Jesus Christ has forgiven them if they've sought out that forgiveness. So my purpose here is not to resurrect old wounds and old hurts, but I'm looking at a culture that no longer has any fear of God, a nation, a people who put convenience and selfish interests ahead of children, a people who are willing to shed innocent blood. And God is going to bring that innocent blood, the shedding of that innocent blood, upon our heads. National punishment is coming. Don't be naive. Don't be foolish. Don't think that this isn't going to happen to our nation. It's going to happen. There's no repentance for the most part out there. Now, there are some individually who repent of their sins, but most individuals stay in their sins. And of course, our leaders, our legislative officials, our politicians, even our celebrities, because they hold, whether we like it or not, a type of leadership position in our society, because so many people look at celebrities. So many of these individuals, by their example, embrace abortion. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 31, it says that they have built pagan shrines at Topheth and the garbage dump in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and there they burn their sons and daughters in the fire. I have never commanded such a horrible deed, so says the Lord God. It has never even crossed my mind. So we read these passages in the prophets, and we're shocked that people back then would literally burn their children in the fire to pagan idols. But they did it. But we're not shocked today that over 50 million children have died as a result of abortion.
The Middle East. News out of the Vatican. The rise of China. America's moral crisis. We discuss these topics and more in our Prophecy Bible Studies. Stephen LeBlanc is currently holding these public meetings in Sacramento, California, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Phone us toll-free for dates and locations. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. These Bible studies are free of charge and are usually held on Saturday afternoon. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. Please leave your address or telephone number with us, and we will get back to you with information regarding these meetings.
Now, some statistics regarding abortion. 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons. In other words, the child is either unwanted or is considered to be inconvenient to the person's lifestyle. An estimated 43% of all women will have had at least one abortion by the time they are 45 years of age. 83% of women who get an abortion are unmarried. I'll repeat that. 83% of women who get an abortion are unmarried. You see, most abortions take place among the young and the single. And so many of these girls don't fully realize what they're doing. They feel pressured into it. They feel overwhelmed with the fact that they are pregnant. But then again, you get parents and older individuals in their lives who actually encourage them to get the abortion. And in so many cases, the boyfriend will encourage them to abort the baby. 27 out of 35 studies published, going all the way back since 1957, have linked abortion with significantly higher breast cancer rates in women. And 64% of women say they felt pressured into having an abortion. This is such a sad fact. But many women are pressured into having that abortion, and deep down inside they don't want the abortion. But again, human beings cave so quickly to pressure. So at a time when many schools are not allowed to give students aspirin without parental permission, teenage abortion, the killing of an innocent life, is allowed without parental permission in over 20 states. As Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, once said, "If you tell any lie long enough, often enough, and loud enough, people will come to believe it." And we've told our teenagers, our young women, our college students, and our older women that a fetus is not a child. This is one of the greatest lies in all of history. Did you hear what I just said? When we say that a fetus is not a child, this is truly one of the greatest lies in all of history. Now, God gave the nations of Israel and Judah into the hands of their enemies. I'm talking about national captivity, because they sacrificed their children to idols. We do the same thing today. Abortion is no less than a type of child sacrifice, and our nation is going to suffer national punishment at the hands of our enemies as the blood of over 50 million children and counting cries out from the land. I quote from Psalm 106, verse 38. It says that they poured out the innocent blood of their sons and daughters, and the land was polluted with blood.
What does prophecy reveal about the United States and Britain? Phone us for our free booklet, The United States in Prophecy. The call is toll-free. Our number is 1-877-449-6753. That toll-free number is 1-877-449-6753.
Two of the leading reasons women give for aborting their pregnancy are economic in nature. They will say that they cannot afford a child, or they fear that a baby would interfere with work, school, or other responsibilities. Now, there's no question about it, an unexpected pregnancy can be life-changing. Yet these circumstances can be positively altered if the woman has sufficient support from those around her. An unwanted pregnancy, you have to understand, is very traumatic to someone, but you can encourage that young woman, or regardless of the age of the woman, to keep the baby, to bring the baby to the point of birth, and then that child can be given up for adoption. There are millions, literally millions of people who would love to have a baby to adopt. I have to close for today, but don't forget we have public Bible studies concerning prophecy and world news events. And we're having those public Bible studies in the Sacramento, California area, and also in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you'd like to know more, phone us at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. These prophecy studies are free of charge. We'll also send you today's message, which is broadcast number 748, broadcast number 748. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-877-449-6753. I'm Stephen LeBlanc for World Watch Today.
World Watch Today has been a presentation of the Church of God. To request literature or a free audio CD of today's message, phone us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. That number again is 1-877-449-6753. And don't forget to visit us on the web to view our latest blog on world news and prophecy. Our web address is worldwatchtoday.com. That's worldwatchtoday.org. Thanks for listening.